From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iraq's transitional government was formally sworn into office in Baghdad today, but it's still a work in progress. There have been days of negotiations over how to bring Sunni Arabs into the cabinet, which jobs to give them, and who should have them. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad, Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri, a Shiite, is having a hard time completing his government.
From the moment they appeared before the cameras, it was obvious the job still wasn't done.
Al-Ustad Hoshiar Mahmoud Zibari, Wazir al-Kharijiyya, falyatafaddal.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Member after member of Iraq's new cabinet, somber-faced, walked to the podium to place a hand on the Quran and pledge allegiance to Iraq. But someone was missing. The government's most senior member of the Arab Sunni minority, Iraqi Vice President Ghazi al-Yawa, wasn't at the ceremony. He's played a central role in negotiations over the government's formation. His absence appeared to signal that 3 months after the election, agreement has yet to be reached over the representation of the minority Sunni Arabs. Prime Minister Jafri laid the blame on the Sunnis.
There is some misunderstanding between the Sunnis themselves. There were disputes, so we were keen not to rush them.
There's still no permanent defense minister, a job earmarked for Sunni Arabs, and no minister of oil. Three other ministerial slots and two deputy prime minister positions also remain undecided. The government's dominated by the Shia, who so far have 15 cabinet posts, including the all-important interior minister, and by the Kurds, who hold 7 positions. After today's ceremony, held in Baghdad's US-run fortress-like green zone, Jafri tried to reassure Iraqis by saying the government vacancies would be filled in the coming days. He said, even without them, his transitional government has now been formed.
The cabinet is formed. We wished that everyone would witness the swearing-in. Some didn't. They joined us later, and that's natural.
Iraqis have been waiting impatiently for the new government to emerge. The squabbling over jobs has created disillusionment on the streets. This sentiment is particularly strong among Sunni Arabs, who dominated under Saddam and who play a leading role in the insurgency. One reason for the delays is that the Shia have been objecting to Sunni nominees, alleging some played too large a part in Saddam's dictatorial regime. But Jafri had this message for former Baathists.
I would like to tell those who stood once with Saddam that the heart of the Iraqi people is big and shall embrace you unless your hands are covered with blood. Dialogue shall take us to where your bullets failed.
This impasse has coincided with a wave of insurgent attacks in which more than 140 people have died since the incomplete cabinet was approved by Parliament Thursday. At a press conference today, Prime Minister Jafri insisted the absence of Vice President Yawa didn't indicate a breakdown in negotiations.
We were waiting for Sheikh Al-Yawar. Everyone was waiting for him. But there's no problem at all. Time was running on and no one knew why he didn't show up. So I decided that the session would go on, and this is democracy.
The deadlock's a concern for US officials who've been pressing for a full government to take office and lead the fight against Iraq's violent insurgency. Today, that violence continued. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.